I'm very pleased with the win for the three seniors. They've had a lot of success here as Penn players, and you know, Brian's three championships, and to me it was important that we came out with a winning season in the Ivy League to cap off his career, and couldn't be happier for them. It's been a difficult year for us at Penn. You know, really is first and last place, and we know that and we accept that. But I thought we made some strides as the year went on, and a guy like Brian, who's playing with a bunch of young guys, did a terrific job in leading us the entire season. I was most impressed with his approach and his attitude after we had the Ivy League race, and he continued to compete and pull this group together and help us make strides. So it was a good win. I think the key in the second half was that, you know, we kept Princeton off the foul line. They only went to the foul line three times. And we were also able to convert a little bit off their turnovers.
Questions?
Coach, how do you feel about the team going forward with a good freshman? I think you all had 9 freshmen of the year selections this week. You got a nice new piece coming back.
Yeah, you know, they have a lot of areas to improve their game, but they did get quite a bit of experience this year. It's given them a lot of feedback, and they need to have a real good spring and summer of hard work. This recruiting class we have coming in needs to be good, and, you know, I'm optimistic about our future. We did some good things this year down a stretch run, and, you know, I think, again, we're going to have to work extremely hard, but we have every reason to be optimistic going forward.
Elaborate on your defensive efforts tonight a little bit. 9 steals that you guys had. They committed 20 turnovers. You guys got 20 points off.
Yeah, I think it got better in the second half. Last game, they, you know, hurt us with low post isolation. We did a little better job with ball pressure. A little better job as the game moved along with backside help. And we covered their three-point shooters fairly well. Got beat off the dribble a few times, but did okay.
Not a fourth ring, but I guess anytime you go out with a win over your rival, it's got to be a good way to go out.
Yeah, I couldn't ask for anything better. It's a tough place to play, and especially win. For some reason, you know, we played them, I think, our last 2 or 3 times home.
That's 4 years
on their spring break.
Yeah, I think the last 4 have been up here to end the season.
Yeah, so it's definitely not the easiest game to get up for due to the fans. But, you know, whenever you play Princeton, and you know, it's awesome. And I think guys are getting to understand that rivalry. And, you know, I told them before I went out that, you know, this is a great win and, you know, keep this thing going.
What about what Coach said about you just hanging in there even after, you know, you knew you couldn't win, and just helping this team maybe take steps for the future?
Yeah, I mean, anytime you can put on a jersey and, you know, play is fun. And, you know, that's the way I approached it. And, you know, I went to win every game, and, you know, luckily, you know, we won, you know, 8. But, you know, it was great, and I really don't have any regrets.
Coach, we talked about Jack Eggleston's play tonight.
Jack's been a steady player for us all year long, and I'm very pleased with what he's done for us this year. It's not that he's had a lot of highs, but he hasn't had too many lows either. He's been steady, and that's why he's been given the playing time that he's received this year. I think, you know, gosh, he's played a lot of minutes for us. That should help him going forward. He knows he needs to get a lot stronger and advance his offensive game, especially. But, you know, as he gains strength, he's shown the ability to defend on the perimeter, and the strength will help him defend in the low post. So I think we have a pretty good player in Jack Eggleston, and he's got a good basketball IQ and a very good work ethic.
Lincoln, you assess Tyler's first season, what he's got to work on to be better?
It's like all the young guys need to get stronger and just a little bit tougher. But he's a skilled offensive player. You know, he's got to learn a lot of things. He'll move without the ball on offense, make himself harder to guard, and become a better defender, but he's done some good things for us this year. We're very pleased that he's in the program. I think, again, another guy going forward who all this experience he gained this year should help him.
Brian, this team came into the season having played fewer minutes combined than any team in the league by a considerable margin. Have you, especially in the last couple of weeks, when you went at Yale last weekend, and then seen sort of that improvement that's maybe paid off as they've gotten the experience and that has paid off at the end of the season.
Was that minutes you said?
Yeah, they came in, I think, having combined for like 1,000 fewer minutes played than any other team in the league.
Like returning players?
Yeah.
We are right from the beginning, you know, there's a couple gyms, especially in the league, that, you know, when you travel to Dartmouth, you know, there's 100 people there. You know, everyone might think that's an easy place to play, but when you travel 8 hours and there's, you know, your family, if they make it, and a couple band members, and that's pretty much it. So, you know, that's tough. You know, to play at Yale has always been tough for us for whatever reason. Playing here is always tough. I mean, they're on the road, I mean, everywhere. I mean, Columbia, Harvard plays. A lot of teams just play better at home for whatever reason. So, you know, we did get a couple quality wins on the road, and, you know, a win at Yale for these young guys just to know that, you know, they can do it, I think it's going to go a long way. And, you know, if these guys work, you know, they have all the talent, I think, in the world, but, you know, there's little things, you know, a couple little things that are big things that if they can work on, they're going to get this ship back on track.
Brian, what about trying to get Savage and Coons over the years? Just talk about the battles you guys had.
Yeah, I mean, they're great. I actually, for whatever reason, I like guarding this system. I think you can play with them and kind of actually dictate what they do. You know, if you're playing a half a step, you know, above them, you know, they're brainwashed to go back door. So if you know that's coming, you know, it's easier to, you know, once they cut, to get in front of them. So I've always enjoyed playing against those guys. You know, they're two great shooters. You know, they're hard-nosed kids, and, you know, there's a lot of kids in the league just like them. So, you know, I really don't have anything, you know, personally with them, but they definitely know how to play the game, and, you know, I love, you know, the way they can read a screen, and, you know, their IQ is awesome. So I definitely enjoy playing against them.
Do you see any guys play who enjoy playing there?
The other 15 guys don't share the same feelings as Brian. Add the coaching staff in there, too.
Any more questions? Okay, thank you.